Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With the New Hampshire primary less than 3 weeks away now, former Utah Governor John Huntsman appears to be picking up some steam in the Granite State. He's received the endorsement of two New Hampshire newspapers, the Keene Sentinel and the Valley News of Lebanon. And for the first time, Huntsman has passed Texas Congressman Ron Paul for third place in a recent poll of likely voters. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, how well Huntsman will do on primary day is very much up in the air.
John Huntsman is trying to appeal to independent voters who are allowed to vote in the New Hampshire primary. People such as Christian Du Bois, a freshman at St. Anselm College.
Well, he's more moderate than, say, Newt Gingrich or Bachman or Santorum. You have to be able to cooperate with the left, and he's stated that he's willing to do that.
Huntsman says he can feel the energy he's generating in the state, but the crowds he attracts don't appear to bear that out. Half as many people turned out in Rochester as did at a similar meeting in Merrimack last month. But then again, for the Rochester event, he does have some tough competition.
Now, mindful that there is a Patriots game, and the most dangerous place for a candidate to be standing is between you and a Patriots game.
Huntsman says some Republicans overlooked him at first because he served as President Obama's ambassador to China. He cites his service as an example of placing country over party. To bolster his case that he would work with Democrats, he cites his refusal to sign a pledge that he won't raise taxes.
I'm not going to sign those silly pledges like everybody on the debate stage has done. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to do what I think is right for the people I represent. That's always been what I have done.
There's another candidate who seems to be appealing to growing groups of independent voters, and that's Ron Paul. And there's a big difference between the crowds Paul attracts and those Huntsman is getting. About 40 people are clustered around a big Christmas tree in a corner of a large room at the Governor's Inn in Rochester. It's a small crowd compared to the overflowing crush who packed the same room to hear Ron Paul last month. But there are similarities, as with the crowds that come to hear Paul, there are families and independent voters. St. Anselm freshman Christian Du Bois concedes that Mitt Romney is likely to win the New Hampshire primary, but he holds out hope that his candidate has a shot at second place.
If he can come in a close third or just barely beating Gingrich in New Hampshire, I think he's going to be completely viable throughout the rest of the early primary states.
Huntsman is also attracting conservative Republicans such as Brian Smeltz, who switched his support from Romney to the former governor of Utah.
You know, Romney says a lot of nice things, great things, but I just don't trust that Romney would deliver the conservative cause that I believe Governor Huntsman would.
By the end of the hour, Sharon and Norman Stewart are carrying a Huntsman lawn sign out the door.
We were very undecided at the time we walked in the door, and when he came in and spoke, and everything just seemed to kind of click with us. And
he's true to himself, and I like that. He's a good man of character, you can tell that.
The Stewarts believe that anything can happen between now and the primary.
What is it, December, what, 18th today, and we just finally found the person. We listened to him, and we like him, we'll vote for him. But I think most of New Hampshire people really haven't made up their mind yet. They kind of lay back, and they keep things close to the vest.
With 3 weeks to go, the polls show Romney solidly in the lead, with Gingrich in second place. If you judge Huntsman by the small crowd he's drawn, you might end up thinking that he doesn't have a shot. But talking to the voters at this Huntsman event, you get the sense that it's still a wide-open race. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.